Let's embark on an investigative journey, connecting Trump's bold plan with biblical prophecy, and paint a picture of the unfolding drama, a drama that culminates in the ultimate showdown between the forces of darkness and the triumphant return of Jesus Christ. President Trump's announcement to assume control over the Gaza Strip, a region historically marred by conflict and deeply entwined with biblical narratives, has stunned the world. His proposal, characterized by drastic measures that include relocating Palestinians and re-engineering Gaza into a new hub of development, has ignited a firestorm of controversy. But beyond the political theater lies a startling question. Could this audacious move be part of a larger, divine tapestry woven by God Himself? For many, the idea of a U.S. takeover of Gaza seems purely modern. Yet if we peer into the annals of biblical prophecy, we find that the region has long been earmarked as a flashpoint in the end times. The Bible paints a vivid picture of a time when the world will be rocked by sudden and dramatic events, a time when the chosen land of Israel will serve as the arena for the ultimate battle between good and evil. Throughout Scripture, the lands of Israel and Gaza emerge not merely as geographical markers, but as potent symbols of divine intervention and judgment. Gaza, once home to Samson, the mighty judge who fell to the treachery of betrayal, symbolizes both raw power and tragic downfall. In Judges 16, we read of a man whose strength was unmatched, yet whose destiny was forever altered by forces beyond his control. Similarly, Gaza in the prophetic narrative represents a crucible of conflict, a land destined to witness divine retribution and renewal. Israel, on the other hand, is portrayed as the chosen nation, the fulcrum upon which the fate of the world pivots. The Bible is replete with promises made to Abraham and his descendants, a promise that culminates in the eventual restoration of Israel as a spiritual and geopolitical beacon in the end times. The modern state of Israel is seen by many believers as the fulfillment of ancient prophecies, a necessary prelude to the final chapters of biblical history. When Trump's plan to take over Gaza is set against this backdrop, it appears not as an isolated political gambit, but as an intricate piece of a divine puzzle. The audacity of such a plan mirrors the bold maneuvers described in prophetic visions, a time when old orders crumble. For centuries, theologians and prophets have warned that the last days will be marked by unprecedented political upheaval and social chaos. Jesus himself warned his disciples in Matthew 24 of wars, rumors of wars, and the rise of false leaders who would deceive many. In this context, Trump's Gaza proposal can be viewed as a harbinger, a precursor to the momentous events to come. Consider the symbolism. Gaza, a region long associated with strife, is now being targeted for a radical transformation by one of the most polarizing figures in modern politics. The relocation of Palestinians, the re-engineering of a historically volatile zone, and the overt assertion of American dominion all echo the kind of bold, transformative acts that Scripture says will characterize the end times. It is as if the ancient prophecies, which once seemed distant and abstract, are now manifesting in the political arena. The Bible frequently employs imagery of conquest and renewal. In the book of Revelation, we read about the rise of an Antichrist, a charismatic leader who will establish a global regime of deception and tyranny. While Trump's plan is not a direct prophecy of the Antichrist's rise, it does provide a striking parallel to the kind of drastic, world-altering actions foretold in the Scriptures. This is the kind of moment when the line between political maneuvering and prophetic fulfillment begins to blur. Let's delve deeper into the prophetic texts. The Old Testament prophets, such as Ezekiel and Daniel, foretell a time when God will bring judgment upon the nations through a series of cataclysmic events. Ezekiel's vision of Gog and Magog, Ezekiel 38-39, portrays a coalition of nations rising against Israel, a scenario that mirrors the complex alliances and hostilities we see in today's geopolitical landscape. Could Trump's maneuver in Gaza be a trigger for such a prophetic sequence? In the New Testament, the book of Revelation paints a picture of a world teetering on the brink of divine reckoning. It describes a period of tribulation, a time when the forces of darkness, led by a deceptive global leader, will wage war against the forces of light. While we must exercise caution in assigning specific modern events to ancient prophecies, the convergence of political audacity and biblical symbolism is too striking to ignore. The prophetic narrative is not merely a sequence of ominous warnings, it is also a call to awakening. As nations scramble, borders shift, and alliances form, the signs are unmistakable. The turmoil surrounding Gaza and Israel is more than just political conflict. It is a celestial warning signal, urging humanity to heed the words of Scripture and prepare for what lies ahead. Now, let us turn our attention to the climactic sequence of events as prophesied by the Bible, a timeline that, while shrouded in mystery, offers us a glimpse into the divine plan. As we witness political leaders make bold moves, like the controversial takeover of Gaza, many interpret these events as setting the stage for the appearance of the Antichrist. With global tensions at a fever pitch, the world will be primed for a figure who promises order amid chaos, only to usher in an era of unprecedented oppression and deception. Following the Antichrist's rise, Scripture foretells a period known as the Great Tribulation, a time of intense suffering, divine judgments, and societal collapse. This 7-year period, as described in Revelation and other prophetic writings, will see natural disasters, plagues, and wars ravaging the earth. The political upheavals we observe today, including contentious moves like the reshaping of Gaza, are but the opening gambits in this cosmic chess game. During the tribulation, the world will experience the full force of God's wrath, serving both as a purification process and as a final call for repentance. The events in Gaza, Israel, and beyond will serve as a grim reminder that humanity is hurtling towards an irreversible turning point. The climax of the tribulation will be the epic showdown at Armageddon, a battle that pits the forces of the Antichrist against the armies of heaven. As prophesied in Revelation 16:16, nations will rally for a final, desperate conflict. The symbolic significance of Jerusalem, long a beacon of divine promise and conflict, comes to the fore once more. It is here, in the very heart of ancient prophecy, that the decisive confrontation between good and evil will unfold. Political maneuvers like the reshaping of Gaza are not isolated incidents, they are the prelude to this ultimate confrontation. The stage is being set, and every act on the global political arena contributes to the buildup of tension that will eventually culminate in the great battle. At the zenith of this cosmic struggle, the long-awaited return of Jesus Christ will herald the final victory over darkness. In a moment of divine brilliance, Jesus will descend from the heavens, vanquish the forces of evil, and establish his eternal kingdom. This glorious return, described in vivid detail in the Gospels and Revelation, will bring an end to the tribulation and the era of the Antichrist. Trump's audacious plan to take over Gaza, when seen through the lens of biblical prophecy, serves as a stark reminder that history is not random. It is guided by a sovereign hand, orchestrating events far beyond our comprehension. We urge our viewers to remain vigilant, study the scriptures, observe the political and social shifts, and pray for wisdom. As the signs multiply and the prophetic tapestry unfolds, it becomes increasingly clear that humanity is on the precipice of a monumental shift. Now is the time to ask yourself, will you stand in the light of truth or be swept away by the tides of deception? In closing, Trump's newest plan to take over Gaza is more than a political strategy. It is a symbol of a world in flux, a harbinger of the end times that the Bible so vividly describes. From the ancient lands of Gaza and Israel to the corridors of modern power, the divine design is unmistakably at work. We have seen how political actions, steeped in controversy and bold ambition, echo the prophetic narratives that have been passed down through generations. Let us remember the following timeline as a framework for what is to come. The emergence of the Antichrist in Jerusalem. A charismatic leader rises amidst global turmoil, claiming power from the heart of biblical prophecy. The Great Tribulation, a period of 7 years marked by widespread suffering, natural disasters, and divine judgments that purify and prepare the world. The Battle of Armageddon, the ultimate clash between the forces of darkness and the heavenly armies centered in and around Jerusalem, the return of Jesus Christ. In a moment of divine reckoning, Jesus returns to defeat evil, ushering in an eternal era of peace and justice. As we stand at the crossroads of history and prophecy, let us be both cautious and hopeful. While the forces of darkness seem to be mobilizing, the promise of redemption and renewal remains as steadfast as ever. The words of Scripture remind us that no matter how dire the circumstances, the ultimate victory belongs to our Savior.